Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, buddy boy.
So, welcome back to everyone.
Yeah, welcome back, people. Hey, Francis, out of 10, how much do you... out of 10, how much do you like me?
Can you stop asking me that? Because...
I hate having to lie. I don't ask you that, like, every day. I never ask you that. I jokingly ask you sometimes, but I don't actually...
I think you care too much about what people think of you, Jamie.
Do you know what? I care what you think about me.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well... Should we get on with the podcast?
No, give me a number before we start the podcast. Give me a number. Go on. Give me a number.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Well, I guess probably today. Today I don't like you.
What? Why wouldn't you like me today? Today's been a good day. You're just going to stay silent on me, aren't you? You're not even going to have a comeback. Jesus. All right. Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome to another episode of Private Parts. It's your boy Jamie and Francis here. We have a very, very exciting episode today because we have on the podcast a superstar, a music superstar in the name of Francis.
Yep. Thank you.
No.
I preferred Francis Bull.
No. Who's on the podcast, Francis?
Well, I wouldn't describe myself as a music superstar yet, but we actually do have a real superstar on the podcast. Her name is Ray, R-A-Y-E, Ray.
Thanks for spelling it out for us. Yeah, we have Ray on the
podcast. Well, I mean, people obviously knew how to spell it, but I'm just... hello, Sophie.
That's my girlfriend in the background. Yeah, we have Ray on the podcast. Now, if you don't know who Ray is, she is a British singer and songwriter from London. She has sung songs with
Jonas... From Tooting.
Yeah, she's from Croydon. She's sung songs with Jonas Blue, with Mabel. She's just written a song for Beyonce. She has a voice like Liquid Gold. She is a superstar and one of the nicest people in the entire world. Just amazing energy. Isn't that right, Francois?
That is correct.
Okay, that is correct. All right, everybody. Listen, if you want to get in touch... as we always say, please follow us on Instagram and send us some messages at Private Podcast or contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Or leave us a review on iTunes, tell everyone about the podcast, or yeah, that's about it. But I just want to get on with this podcast because it's a real, real corker today, isn't it? It's a real good'un. It's real goody. So, Francis.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
Singer, sensation, songwriter.
Yeah.
Superstar.
Go on, set.
Ray.
Enjoy. So Ray, so basically what I want to find out from you first is that when I first knew about you and heard about you, God, I already sound stalkerish and weird, but when I first knew about you and heard about you, I thought your actual name was Ray. I was like, oh my God, your name is Ray, you're like Seal or Madonna.
Sadly, I'm not that cool.
No, you're not that, you are that cool, you're definitely cool. but you weren't christened Ray. I was like, what? What?
Rachel.
I'm a Rachel, yeah. You know what's really funny, up. Yeah? I remember having to fight for the name Ray, the way
really?
I wanted it. Yeah, so basically, what? Yeah, when me, my dad, and my family were in the car, and I was like, I don't want to be called Rachel, like, I need an artist name, like, da-da-da-da-da, and everyone at school started calling me Ray, because, like, Rachel, you know? And then we were like, we should spell it differently, though, so there's, like, R-A-E, there's R-A-Y, there's, like,
because that's going to make it stand out. Oh
yeah,
my God.
We're like, we need a different spelling. So we went, we were like, R-A-Y-E, that's cool, that's weird. And we went online and there was one other girl with that name. And we were like,
who was an artist already?
Oh.
Kind of like low-key.
Why didn't you like the name Rachel? It's a lovely name, Rachel.
I don't like it for me. I'm sorry, yeah. I don't know, like, I just feel like it just, no.
I think Ray probably has a better ring to it for a performance artist, I think.
Yeah.
Also not in a bad way, but the only artist that I know is Rachel was in the X Factor when it was Rachel.
Rachel
Adedeji. So that you can't, so Rachel's been taken up. Without a doubt. So you can't. So wait. So you had to fight for the name Ray. So how did you fight for it? Like in a ring? What happened?
So basically, like.
Did you have to email her?
No. Like we're both releasing music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, basically, we just became like who was gonna solidify it, and then I signed a label deal, and then I got the Instagram handle, so it was just game over. I won.
That's really it. Like, you know, so Instagram handle ownership is. You know,
I won.
Yeah.
Wait. So hang on. So you basically were both battling it out to see who was going to make it in the music industry, and you got signed, and so therefore you were like, "See you later, homie. I freaking got this shit."
Yeah. Do you know what it was? Did it? I got like a placement. I used to like release like SoundCloud beats and music, and I got a placement on Love and Hip Hop, one of my songs. Mm-hmm. And then after that, people started like really sharing my music and rah 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 rah. And then I got like a million, my first a million streams
on SoundCloud. You got a million streams.
Yeah, I got that one. Ended up getting quite a few mil.
Oh, we go bragging. Well, how many?
I'm
gone.
Dead. No, I was young. Come on, guys. Come
listen,
on.
Listen, we're not even 3 minutes in. You're bragging about your views already. Jesus.
A million is not actually a lot in the grand scheme of things when it comes to like really.
Well, especially on SoundCloud, because you can't actually make any money from SoundCloud streams, can you?
Yeah. Wait, hang on. So how many streams did it get to that song?
I can't remember, but it got like. It was just my first one to reach a million. I don't know what it got after that. But
yeah, you do. Don't lie.
I'm dead. Get out. You're trolling me.
Yeah, you do. You know exactly how many. Oh, listen, I don't know. I don't even check.
No, because you know, it hasn't been SoundCloud for ages. SoundCloud's kind of like, people don't use it anymore. It's all about Spotify streams.
I still use it.
Do you? I'm dead.
Wait, so Francis, you still use SoundCloud. What do you use SoundCloud for?
Oh, to post my music.
Yeah.
Where can I find this music?
It's on SoundCloud. I think I'm just Bool. I just make some little like techno tracks.
You just make some little techno tunes. That's what you do, right?
I'm not a professional. I just do it for fun.
That's really nice.
But that's the cool thing. That's the thing I find out about like that I like about sort of this modern era of like everything, right? Is that it, you know, back in the day, if
you
were
very dangerously close to paying me a compliment there, James.
I know, yeah, I was.
That's what I really like about this modern era.
But Ray, it's true, right? This is what I like. Like back in the day, to become an artist, the only way you could really become an artist is if you were signed by a label, right? That was the only way. And I feel like it's different because you can become an artist.
A successful to become a profitable artist, right?
You know? Yeah, that's what I think.
The gatekeepers were the radio, right? Whereas these days, anyone can essentially release their own music onto Spotify and become. A well-known artist. Yeah.
Do you know what's crazy is you're right, it's literally the opposite. What people don't know, if I'm going to give you some of the inside complete fuckery, is the standard figure of percentage of what labels take from your record sales is 80%.
No, come on.
I'm not joking.
So wait, so you're basically the agent in a sense. So agents normally take like 20%. So you're basically swapped around where they take 80% and you take
20%. And do you know what's even madder than that? You don't see a penny of your sales until you fully recoup your advance. And your advance is the money that they pay you up front when they sign you, right? So every artist who is signed, main point of income is not even their record sales.
What? Crazy. The hell? Are you serious? That's what. But then, so,
They charge you 80%, and you have to repay the loan.
You have to repay
basically.
It all.
So it's kind of like it's like loan sharking.
It's crazy and
usurious loan sharks.
I was 17 years old signing these deals, so they were taking a risk because they didn't know, you know, I would get to every, like, you know what I mean, where I am now. Blah blah blah.
Who are you signed with?
I'm with Universal Polydor.
Okay, wait, but take me to that moment. Okay, so you're 17 years old. You're wanting to be an artist. You're wanting to be this singer.
Yeah.
Every single person, you know, it's like the most cutthroat industry.
Yeah.
Like it still is today, right? You're making beats. I've never said that in my life. You're making beats. And so then you get, how does it work? You get called into Universal. They find you. How does it work?
Well, like, how did I even get signed in the first
place? Yeah, how do you get signed in the first... How do you even get found?
It was, like... It was just crazy. I don't know. When I was, like, young, I decided... When I say young, I was, like, 10. And I was, like, to Dad, I was, like, I'm going to be an artist. I've never had a plan B. It's always been my game plan. So it was just
Was your dad
about,
like, yeah, sure?
Yeah, he was. I'm so blessed. My parents were, like, all right. And, like, they backed me, which is nuts.
Yeah. It's quite hard. It's quite rare that parents actually do back you. And if they do, that's amazing. Because that almost fills you with that confidence that you need to go, well, like, if my parents believe I can do it, then I can do it. Without doubt, right?
100%.
So you were 10 years old. You wanted to be an artist. You had no plan B. What happened?
So I then figured out, okay, if I want to be an artist, I've got to get myself to the Brit School. I found out about this school. I was like, I have to get there. Amy Winehouse, been there, Adele, Jessie J, like... amazing artists, and it's free. So I was like, okay, how do I get there? So there was like, I was looking on the website, the criteria is it's good to be grades at an instrument, you know, they want writers, blah 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 blah. So I basically went, did piano, did cello lessons, did flute lessons, like learned
cello
I know
lessons. What cello? What are you gonna use that for?
It's the most beautiful instrument, Jamie. It is so gorgeous.
What,
do you like James Bond?
Yeah, I like James Bond.
Do you like the James Bond theme tunes?
Why are you laughing at the cello, James?
I just don't. I don't like the cello bit in the James Bond theme tune. That's a bit that I don't like.
Strings. It's like the background ambience.
Okay, what is your out of all the instruments in an orchestra? You're saying cello is one of your favourite.
Me?
Yeah, well,
you know,
both
it's just
of you.
Like, you probably don't even notice that the cello is there, Jamie, and you're loving that moment.
Listen,
and you don't know why.
I can see it's there. Firstly, it's fucking huge. You can definitely see it's there. Secondly, I can hear it. I'm tonally sweet.
Where are you seeing it? You can see it's there.
Yeah,
where is it though?
It's everywhere. It's cellos everywhere. They're everywhere. Cellos are fucking everywhere.
I really want to know what's happened to you in your life that's made you feel this way about the cello.
Got abused by a cello when I was. Okay, here we go. So what is your favourite instrument then out of the whole orchestra? You're saying a cello is one of your favourites.
Oh, I like the French horn as well.
What are you, Barnett? What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
The French horn.
What did you call her, a Barnett?
Yeah, I said it was a Barnett Joyce.
The French horn is so beautiful. It sounds like rain. It feels like rain to me. Like, I'm a proper muso. Like, I'm like a nerd. Like, I love music and, like, the details of the sounds and the feelings and the textures and blah, blah, blah.
I'm interested in this. So, hang on. So, in the orchestra, if I was, you know, from an outside point of view looking at orchestra, I would say I like the flutes. I like the flutes. Uh-huh. the flute section, it's cool, it's nice, yeah. it's breezy. I like that. Yeah. I'm not partial to an oboe. I like an oboe. Oboes are quite nice. My favourite, saxophone. Love a saxophone. Yeah. Great.
Sax kind of is like, a crowd favourite.
It's not a crowd favourite.
Definitely a crowd favourite. Everyone gets so excited when the sax comes out.
So you're saying I follow the crowd? Saxophone isn't a crowd favourite.
It's quite 2010. Like, bougie.
Fuck you guys. It's not. It's fucking edgy and sweet. I like people go, what you like? Yeah, there you go. Like,
that sounds like a flute, actually.
Yeah.
it actually sounded like a flute. If anyone's listening and knows what the flute sound like,
okay. So close.
Wait. So Ray, what kind of DAW what's your DAW of choice?
DAW.
Sorry, Jamie. Don't worry. It's just a...
Ray doesn't know either. Ray doesn't
Digital
know.
Digital audio.
Workstation.
Workstation at Apollo Twin.
What? What's that one?
It's just an interface.
Oh, what do you? But I mean, like Ableton, Logic.
Hey, sweet chat guys, this is epic. I'm really glad
Logic is a production software. It's like GarageBand. Have you ever played with GarageBand ever in your life?
Yeah.
You know when you go on there and you can make like silly like news round things?
Yeah, totally.
Have you ever done it? No, you don't.
Do you think I've ever done GarageBand?
Why would you not at least try it? It's just on the Mac for free.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So wait, have you ever played an instrument, Jamie?
Yeah, I have. I swear. So I played the recorder when I was younger, and I also play.
Everyone plays the recorder.
No.
Hot cross.
I was a bit more advanced than that. I was. That was unbelievable. That was what I was. And then I played the guitar for a little bit. And then I played the piano, but I only played one song, which was Edelweiss, Edelweiss. That was my,
an accomplished musician.
Wait, Ray, that's interesting. So you're musically, obviously you've got a good ear, because you saying that the French horn sounds like rain and the cello is behind. So that's kind of...
Francis looks so stressed out.
Yeah, I think it's Francis.
Jamie trying to work out music. Right, so the French horn's rain, and the cello is everywhere, and I play the recorder.
Hold on. So the orchestra, you like cellos and you like French horns.
Yeah.
But because what reason? Why are those your favourite? Because they kind of you like the sound of them?
Yeah, like the feeling and the mood and the sound of them. Also, like when you're making music, I'll just be on the cello section, and then you can actually play a cello synth in.
Yeah.
And like you layer it, then you add French horns on top, strings and horns together. It's like the most beautiful combination. You know what? Like shit, what's that band called? They did September.
McFly.
No, no!
Oh, Green Day.
What's that song again?
You
know what I'm talking
about?
What song is that?
Oh, I know.
Hold on, sing it one more time. Let me hear it. Let me hear you.
September.
Do you remember when it was like September? You remember this?
I don't think you've warmed up yet.
Your C word. If I was ever going to say a C word, I would say
Earth, Wind,
right
and Fire.
Earth, Wind and Fire, that's it. You're a dick.
I'm kidding.
I can take a joke. Shut up. I actually also haven't warmed up. I'm also a bit hungover.
But actually, when I make techno, I start with a kick. And then I do the pads, the ambience, the pads in the background, and then I layer everything on top of that.
Do you techno?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Really?
Look, he actually got a bit defensive there. He got a bit defensive. Yeah.
That's really cool. Can you play us?
Should I show you?
No, we're not going to hear it now. We'll hear it in part two, but not in part one. We'll hear it in part two.
Let's find a song.
So, Ray, when you're making, or you're saying like strings and things come together, what is your fate? So that's because I would have thought as a performer, from what I'm hearing from you, I would expect, you know, being on stage and performing is your favorite part. But from what I'm hearing, the making of the music is what you love the most.
Yeah, I love it. I love both. I like that it gets to always be something different as well. As an artist, you're always moving. Promo is probably like the most soul-sucking, you know.
But why? Why is that the soul-sucking bit?
Because you have to picture it in the way that, like, every day, for like when you're on a promo run, mm-hmm. you know, they'll fill your day with interviews for like a few days in a row, and it's the exact same questions, very dry, it's not real. You can't really say, like, you have to be filtered. You have to realize, as pop artists, this is something I have to say. Yeah, someone was telling me this the other day. We have to be really polite, politically correct, non-offensive, and like.
But why?
I don't know. But if we're not, then society frowns on us. Labels pissed off. It's okay, weird.
They control what you think.
Okay. Not control, but like basically put force us into like a box. Like if you're a pop artist, if you're a rapper. Or you're in grime or whatever, or you're even maybe even a man, you kind of do what you want, say what you want.
Are you serious?
To an extent. But if you're a woman, you have to be polite, you have to be kind, you have to, also behind the scenes, if you act out, you're an arsehole, you're a diva, you have to be like, you have, it's crazy, like the
wait, hang on, but then if you, what genre would Amy Winehouse would have been? Is she pop? I would say she's poppy, no?
You would pop, you could say, just defined as popular music, which is what initially stands for, music that's just consumed by masses, the biggest audience. But she never wanted to be a pop star. So for her, obviously, I'm speaking as if I know her, I obviously don't, and what a legend. But like, she never wanted that limelight, so she never cared about being a pop star and maintaining whatever sort of like persona or perspective that she would have to, like, you see it surely, like,
I suppose my point is that if you sort of confide to like what people think you should behave, then you're kind of following the trend of everyone else. And like, I think with you from the very small time we've known each other, I don't think you follow the trend. I feel like you do and say and
that's
kind of
really
act.
Rude saying she's not trendy.
Yeah, you're not trendy.
But actually, it's much cooler not to be trendy.
Yeah. I just don't think you would. You know, even you speaking about that, you saying this is how you're meant to be, and it's wrong. And I agree with you. I think it's wrong to feel that way. But the people who are kind of, you know, you think about the legends of this world, those are the people who completely went against what
it's
the
really
norm
true.
Was. Yeah.
It's really true. But I feel like because of, like, all of this stuff, like cancel culture, and, like, the way that everyone's opinions are becoming, like, more and more, like, the boundaries of everyone's opinions are becoming smaller and smaller, and like if you disagree then you're an arsehole or whatever, it's like those freedoms are I think also being removed with that, You know, you have people who like wrote something stupid on Twitter like 4 or 5 years ago. Like,
yeah.
Having their careers ended, their livelihoods.
And even like stuff like just careless, stupid jokes.
Careless, yeah.
Things that people say to their friends joking around are like ruining people's lives.
Right. So it's like, imagine now being an artist in that. It's like, you're not allowed to do that, or you're going to get cancelled, or people are going to not want to play your music. Like, it's weird.
What?
It's a shame, because there's no room for redemption anymore, it seems, in popular culture. You're not allowed to make mistakes anymore. If you say one thing, you're like, you know, you're out and you're not welcome to back.
It is nuts. You know, all artists, we all get together and we're all like, right, go through the Twitter, like, go into the back, like, delete everything that could possibly get you into trouble.
So do all us reality stars. We get together.
Yeah.
Hey, if you deleted that tweet, because, whoa, it's going to be a storm if you haven't.
Oh, God.
No, but hang on.
I shared one of my techno songs with you.
I saw it in the Dropbox below. I saw you do that. But wait, hang on. Wait, that's interesting, because that's troubling, right? Because then you feel that you're kind of trapped within this industry that you have to. Perhaps I'm speaking out of turn here, but I don't think I am. Then if there's a certain box that you have to fit in order to be successful and liked and whatever that you're saying, what happens when you get older, or you're not fitting, or you're changing in other ways? You want to play different music and you're not fitting in that box. That means then you're like, well, we don't want to like her anymore, because she's changed the way she is, or he's done this differently. Then is that that's pretty intimidating, right? I would think.
I mean, the whole thing, the whole artist being artist thing.
It's fucked.
It's actually crazy. Like, you don't realize, one, how many people want to be musicians or whatever, because it looks like a great life, or, you know, a level of privilege comes with it, or wanting to be known and popular. When you actually know and deep what this industry is, it's absolutely terrifyingly just crazy. And you could be here one day, gone the next. And you could be the bee's knees, and then everyone decides you're done. Like, crazy.
Oh my. Because it's funny, we had George Ezra on the podcast, and he's a legend, man. And I was saying, it was the hype cracked up what it's meant to be. And he was like, absolutely not. The hype, don't get fooled by the hype. Yes, it's amazing. Real. Yes, but it's not real. But what you have to freaking love it in order to want to do it. And that's the good thing, right? Like you're saying, going back to you loving the freaking horn and whatever.
The French horn.
Sorry, the French horn. Cellos are everywhere. And the cello. Yeah, you read the music, you love the music, you love everything about it, and that's kind of what drives your passion forward, is that it's not just about being famous. It's about it's not at all, right? It's actually about creating
money.
Music.
Yeah. Like, you can't do this for the money. I've been offered stupid checks for like brand deals or to do a song, or I'm like, no, that's not why I'm doing this. I couldn't care less.
I haven't been offered any of that for my techno, but I probably would say no as well. Not interested. But actually, do you know what I like?
I definitely hold out.
I know why I like making techno is because I just genuinely like dancing to it and making it and dancing to it as
I'm
making
it.
That's really
nice.
Are you just trying to sound cool, really Francis? That you do? Hey, listen,
Jamie,
I just like it.
Are you trying to tell me I'm cool?
That... No. That you stand in your room and dance to your own music.
Because you can kind of make it up with a loop. Like, just like make it up as you go along, test things out.
This is so lovely to hear.
Yeah. See, that's a sympathetic sigh from Ray. That's
I don't care.
No, yeah.
No, I'm not making it for Ray.
It for Ray. Exactly, you're doing it for yourself.
All right, listen, team. Ray, we got to that moment in the podcast where Francis, we need to have the question of the week.
What is the leading cause of power outages in America?
What is the leading cause of power outages? So power cuts, right?
Power cuts, yeah.
Okay, power cuts in America. Okay, Ray, as our guest, you get to go first with a guess. What do you think it is? I think I know what it is.
I thought of some funny options in my head, but...
Yeah, I've got one. I've got, I think we're thinking the same thing.
Escalators.
Escalators? What do you mean? Escalators are the biggest of power cuts.
No, okay, okay. No, it's not. Can you guess first, please?
I think it's something rude. I think it's something rude. I think it's to do with vibrators.
What?
I think it's, sorry, don't say, if that, is that really left field? Is that really
That's so
left?
Niche, I can't yeah, even.
Have you had a few experiences, James?
I thought there was like, do men use vibrators?
Aren't they battery powered, James?
Oh yeah, I think they are battery powered.
Okay, it's listen. Like, I need to be escalators and fucking vibrators.
Escalators? What do you mean it's escalators?
Americans don't like to walk or climb stairs, stereotypically, right?
So it's escalators. Okay, well, listen, you're going to lock in your answer? I'm going to lock in vibrators.
No, I'm not locking in mine.
Oh, I'm locking in vibrators.
Okay, mine is going to be biggest power cuts in the USA.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do get lots of bad weather. They get bad weather. Hurricanes.
You lock it in then. Go on, lock it in. Hurricanes. Ray is going for hurricanes.
Hurricanes. And Jamie was
Why are you laughing? Is it funny?
Okay, mine is hair dryers. I'm going to go for hair dryers. Hair dryers in water, fusing it. That's what I think it's going to be.
Short-circuiting it.
Jesus. Go on, just listen. Why don't you go and... I tell you what, let's
Jamie's
have...
Jamie's not an electrician. I don't know if you noticed that.
I definitely didn't spot that, Jamie.
Well, hey, you don't know that. Hey, Ray, listen, we have to stop there for part one, but you're going to stick around for part two, aren't you?
Yes, maybe. Yeah,
well,
I will.
You can't go anywhere.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.